after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my papi, DJ Ceddy.
I feel so important when I hear that. I feel so important when a woman calls me pop.
I'm glad you're so important today. I'm still the awesome one, though.
What's up, JoJo? What's good?
I'm driving.
You're driving? Oh, my.
I'm driving. I'm in love with a car.
I bet you are. This is a badass car.
Well, everyone, it is another week of Life at the Dust Live. And we start off, you know, the first show of the week that's High at the Dust. Live is every Monday. And that's where we bring you some hot news, hot music, and some hot lists. So we're going to give you a little bit of all of that. JoJo, first to start with you, how was your weekend?
I'm going to be in that fashion show you told me to call the lady about.
Okay.
I got some
big ups for that.
I'm in it. I was on May 15th. Yes, I said it, Mr. Greg. I was on Mr. Greg's show last night. He had jokes because I called him Mr. Greg. So he tried to give me a little quiz thingy, but Mr. Gorgeous helped me out, so I won.
Did you get 100 on it? They gave me a quiz last week, and I got 100 on it. Flying colors.
He gave me a quiz on, like, people with the name Mr. And, you know, Mr. Gorgeous loves me because I'm awesome. Mr. Gorgeous answered most of the questions for me.
Okay.
And Mr. Greg got mad. So because of that, yeah, I'm back on Mr. Greg. I'm going to go call him Mr. Greg.
He just hit me up in the chat. He said, she still calls me Mr. Greg.
Mr. Greg, what's up? How was your night?
Let me hear this again.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my papi, DJ Ceddy J.
That's what's so important. There's two things you don't talk. There's two things you don't talk dirty and you say. You don't call me Poppy and don't say, you don't throw no shit because after you say my name. That is a dangerous place to go. My weekend was very interesting. On one side of the weekend, my relationship status is one thing, and then on the other side of the weekend, my relationship status is another thing. So,
Mr. Teddy is finally taken? Whoa.
No, I was taken. But now I'm back on the market.
What?
Yes, as of yesterday, I'm back on the market.
That's the worst thing.
You should have made me single again.
That's the worst thing. Bring a bottle of whiskey to the fashion show thing, the little networking of that. That's what you're trying to tell me?
You said what now?
I said it's your way of telling me that when we do the, we have to do that networking thing on May the 16th. This is your way of saying you're bringing a bottle of whiskey, right? Since you're single again, you're bringing a bottle of whiskey?
Yeah. I'll turn up. I got to feel like I got to be good. Turn up!
Are you going to bring cotton? Are you going to bring Jack?
I'm going to bring, have you ever, because you're a whiskey drinker, have you ever drank Texas Crown?
No, I love it.
Oh my God!
That's
that nasty green, that green apple that's crying around. No, Texas
that's
Crown.
Nasty.
Oh my God, Texas Crown. You have Texas Crown. It's gonna make it very hard. I mean, you can still drink Crown Royal. Don't get me wrong. I can still drink Crown Royal, but Texas Crown. Oh my God, that shit is so fucking good. It's like they mix it just right to where it don't hit you hard, and you can sip it a little bit more. And oh my God, man, and it comes in a nice bag. It comes in a nice bag, the Crown Royal bottle.
Ooh.
It comes in like a Texas. It comes in a Texas flag bag. It's like really raw. So yes. You got it. Yeah, I got to put you on that. You go do. I can put you on that.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, my. You know something? You're going to be jealous of me. One of my listeners one time, because on his show, he does this whole bit where he does psychic readings from a whiskey bottle. And so He ended up buying me a bottle of the whiskey he does the psychic readings from and sent it to me all the way from Tennessee. I was like, that is love right there. That is some love. So, yes. Oh, yes. Turn the radio down a little. Hey, there we go. He says it's overpowering your voice. But yes, yes, JoJo, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy.
Crazy. Are we
gonna
go?
Because Greg, I didn't tell Greg yet. So Greg now, Greg just found the radio show. You don't forget me in trouble. You don't forget me in trouble. No, but
you know,
I told Rick yesterday. I was like, let me wait to the radio show to tell Greg so he'll find out that way. I know he gonna trip because I went to him yesterday. I know he would have been trying to give me the call later, so I messed with him. And I'm upset because the show came on during the season premiere of Game of Thrones. So I missed it, but I did go back and listen.
Are you trying to
But now I know how to see, but HBO look out for you because they make the same thing come on an out like 3 hours later. So I'm good to go.
You wanna
but what we're going to do is go to a music break. We'll come back and we'll chop it up some more. I'm gonna throw what is the word looking for? A curveball at you. I'm gonna throw a huge curveball. It's something you haven't heard of. You haven't heard of it before.
You're going to play Cleo.
Pretty.
That's your way of saying you finally got him, didn't you? You finally got me Cleo.
No, not that. I haven't traded you. I played with him before, but you haven't heard
uh-huh.
of him. It's pretty hot. You're going to be like, okay, you're going to ask me this artist's name. I'll put this trade
name. Is it Dion?
All right. Yeah, like, just give me that track. All right, here we go. This one's kind of, I kind of like this one. Here we go. It's by 100 Bands, Friendship, Big Freezy, All On Me.
Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. All on me, she on me, all on me, yeah, all on me. I'm in this bitch looking good like $1 million. Gone off the loud, got me turned up. Shawty DTL, so she gotta fuck. We in the club, getting naked like we about to fuck. You know I'm scrapped up, I ain't even tripping. Got my squad with me, so you know we winning. I ain't looking for no problems. But if you want war, you know my nigga got the chopper. Shawty on me, but you know I had to pass it to my team. I ain't worried about it, bitch, you know I like green. But she all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We about to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. We a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. Me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP. Got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
Freeze money all on me. They don't know it, pussy all on me. They don't know it, keep it all on the D. They don't know it, cause I buried me a G. And they won't know it, it's the same old store. Same old tales from the same old niggas. But the same old sales from the same old times. From the same old jail, nigga, do what you do. The same old smell, my nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Get your egg right, homie, get your bag right. Get your mag right. The diamonds around my neck flash like a flashlight.
Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP. Got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP. Got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me, all on me. All on me,
all on me,
all on me.
So big ups to the chicken wrap they made today. That chicken wrap was on point. So yes. I just can't
you
do
know
it.
What,
can't.
Speaking of food, we should do something for Mr. Greg. We should get some cupcakes sent out to him or delivered to him.
Didn't they swore off of cupcakes? I think that when I was in the last episode, they swore off cupcakes. You see, you try to get this man messed up.
Nah, he's on Facebook. He said he's gonna get me, so I'm gonna get him some cupcakes.
You know, he's being good and swearing off. We're not gonna do it to our boy.
He's not gonna eat them.
I can't do it to a boy, man. No, it's like you know what I surprised myself before? Like I challenged myself. I just did it. I just wanted to see how long I can go. It was like last year. It was from March 31st and then all the way to September 3rd. Last year I decided just go on this whole binge of not drinking at all. You know, I don't drink a lot to begin with.
No.
I went without drinking that long. Yes. Wow. At first, you're like, how do you do it? As a matter of fact, I was doing to where I wasn't drinking nothing at all but water. Nothing but water. That was the only thing I was drinking for those 6 months. And people go, man, how do you do, man? How do you do that, man? It's like, it's easy, man. It just goes to show, you put your mind to it, you can do whatever, man. So I don't doubt my, if I want to do something, I can do it. I see I can, first at hand. But it's a mind thing, because especially when you're going out to the bar and the club with your people, and they want to drink, you know, you don't want, you're not being a poop on the party person. You know, I don't do that. Just because I wasn't drinking that meal, I was going to poop at everybody else's party. I was, like, these bartenders, like, these bartenders give me drink specials. I was like, oh, I just want a bottle of water. You know, because sometimes they think we just try to get water, trying to be cheap. I'm like, nah, because y'all bottle of water costs $5. So I don't think that's cheap. So, yeah, I like, because they have, I just one cup of that Voss water. Oh, my God. That's not the best water ever. Get you some Voss. Man, you don't feel like that message is unreal. Because it comes in a little fancy bottle. It's something about the water when it's coming in a fancy bottle. But I think my favorite water is Smart Water. I like Smart Water. Cause first of all, how big they make their bottles. And it's just so easy. Like, it's so much easier to drink their water. Like, I can drink regular bottles of water like nothing. Like, today I went through about 4 bottles of water without even thinking about, like, tall bottles of water without thinking about it. So, yes, you can imagine I've been peeing like crazy all day. But, hey, this is what I do, man.
TMI.
I keep it real to people, man. The people got to know. They got to know. All right, so, big news, because, you know, I'm a superhero person. You know how much I love superhero stuff, JoJo. A lot of different things I'll be talking about all day long. Okay, first of all, Gotham tonight. I don't know if I was watching. I feel like I was watching American Horror Story, because that message is getting too weird for me.
It was just, what's going on? No.
It felt so weird. I watched American Horror Story, but sometimes I gotta cut it off, because some episodes just be too much of me. I gotta turn this one off. But, and then shout out to Greg, because Greg put me down on it. You see me that fan, the little fan filler they made for Flash and Arrow. Oh my God. Epic battle scene. That was epic. It just makes me so excited for tomorrow, because tomorrow, flat new episode of Flash, Wednesday new episode of Arrow. I'm excited. Can't wait. Oh, and then yesterday I missed. I didn't watch. You know, I didn't watch the MTV Movie Awards. You know, all Seti's boring. I was watching Game of Thrones, people. I was watching Veep. I was watching Silicon Valley. I was watching Last Week Tonight. And then by the time that was over, I was playing video games. So I didn't really have time. But it's going to come on me time this week, so I'm good to go. I'm going to eventually see it. But apparently yesterday during the awards, they showed a full trailer for Ant-Man. And they also sort of, they released a clip of Iron Man battling against the Hulk for Avengers Age of Ultron. Two epic movies. I'm ready for them. Let's go, Avengers. I'm going to midnight release for Avengers. I went for last Avengers. I didn't go to midnight release, but I went the same weekend. I went dressed in a superhero. I usually don't do that, but I wanted to, like, just kind of, like, stir some stuff up. So when they had the Avengers come out, the last one came out, I was dressed up in a superhero outfit. And everybody's like, oh, my God, he's so freaking cool. You know, you're in a college town. Yeah, I hear people just amazed. So, yes, big ups to that. That was fun. I don't know. I might act crazy and put on the costume again this year. I got my costume still. I keep my superhero costume on deck. All right, so what we're going to do, this is a fine time, another music break. We got some stuff to talk about when we come back. This is Kawana Jackson, who's been on the show. Very lovely person. Love her to death. She's really cool. I'll check out her track coming out. We'll be back.
I just can't. Everything I want is I'm about to get it. is your girl, Kawana Jackson, and I'm rocking with the Dusk Spot Radio Show.
All right. Big up that. You get the track and you get a shout out? I'm talking about, man. I love it. Shout out to that. I was making it current. It sounded like that one too, because that was more. That was more. It can shows love to both of us. So excited. Oh my God. Jojo. So.
Yes.
I got to dig into your head. You know, how was your? I know you said y'all did the quiz and everything in the show. You know, how was the show? Being on another show for
it.
The first time.
I liked it. I mean, I was extremely tired yesterday because Saturday I didn't sleep at all. And Sunday, I thought it would be smart to go to Starbucks and get a mocha frappuccino with a double shot of espresso, which
no.
Put me on espresso high. And then, no, let me see. Then, like, around 3 o'clock, I was at the mall. And around 3-something, I found the Starbucks in the mall, and I did it again. But the thing is, they forgot to put the espresso in there, so they made it, like, they added the espresso, and they had to add more stuff to it. So I ended up getting 2 for the price of 1, and I crashed, like, real nasty, like, after 11. I just kind of fell asleep. That was the end of the game.
Tisk.
So, shout out to the lovely people at Starbucks when I went at 10-something in the morning for having me on that lovely little espresso high that I was on.
You know what? That's why I don't drink coffee. I drink coffee one time, and I won't do that again. And the time I drank it was the worst time I could drink it. It was similar to what happened to you. It was over at UNT. I was playing for UNT. And they, one day in the dorms, they had this pancake breakfast thing they had late at night. And they had coffee and pancakes. So mine's behind being goofy. I was like, man, I'm going to try. I ain't never drank coffee before. I'm going to drink some coffee. Let me tell you, that coffee had me. I was like asleep with my eyes open all night long. I never went to sleep. I was asleep with my eyes open. I got to go to, mind you, so that happens to me, and I have to be in weight training at 6 o'clock. On the dot, you got to be in there, dressed and ready to work at 6 o'clock. I'm doing all that, getting going on progressions. And then, oh, my God, after I came to that weight training, it was one of them days where I had to go to class. I went to my dorm and passed the hell out. I said, you will not be seeing me in class today. So
I don't drink coffee
that.
Like that. I'm not in love with coffee. I try to stay away from it because I had so much to do on Sunday. I was like, I'm going to take one for the team. I'm going to get coffee. And I told him to give me an espresso. And that was it. I finished, like, half of it. And I go to do my eyebrows. And the lady's like, you need to stop twitching your eyes. I'm like, I'm not twitching. It's like, yes, you are. They're blinking a mile a minute.
It's like drinking. So basically for you, it's kind of like drinking, like, you ever drink 4 Loko?
That is the
worst decision to make in your life, drinking 4 Loko. Like, when you drink 4 Loko, you just feel like your life is going to end right then and there. You're like, this is it, man. This is it. It's not that you have a huge buzz. It just be too much, man. It'd be way too much. This is a weird mixture.
That's what was very eventful because I was at the mall with my friend Rebecca, and she was like, you're walking like a drunk person, because I kept walking like all weird, swinging, so to speak. I was just walking like cutting corners, everything, just, I don't know, I was out of it. And then finally, I started crashing, like my body started to slowly crash. I went to eat, and my friend was just like, What is wrong with you? Why are you falling asleep on the table? And he had to follow me home. Like, I drove home, he had to follow me home. And I asked him this morning, I'm like, why did you get home at 2:30 in the morning? He's like, I didn't drop your crazy butt off until like 1:30. I'm like, what was I doing out till 1:30 in the morning? What the hell? Like, I don't remember anything that happened after I crashed. I don't remember anything that happened. I don't remember going out to eat. He just told me that I was like falling asleep on the table. And I was getting real cranky. And he got lost looking for IHOP because I kept telling him to go straight down various roads.
Yeah, here's the issue, because you can't. Because this happens so much, this annoying thing, and I do call it annoying. This annoying thing happens so much. We're going to start a new segment of the show called What Annoying Spam Thing Did I Get Tagged To This Week? We're going to call it Spam Alert. Spam. So we're going to call this segment Spam Alert. Because every week, somebody page get hacked, and they tag you to some dumbass thing. And then when it happens, or you get tagged to that multiple times with different people, or sometimes the same people. All right, so what is this week's spam alert? This week's spam alert is, okay, there's this freaking post where it just keeps getting tagged where it has like this, it says, A17, she did this in public high school every day, outrageous. That crap. It's like some thumbnail with this girl in some jeans or whatever for showing her from her backside. And you just know what spam. I can always tell what spam is right away. First of all, the kind of headlines like that. Look at the link. The link doesn't even make any freaking sense. Like, that's just too mad. That's why I was like, yeah, go ahead and charge that to the game. And I keep getting tagged. I got tagged to it quite a bit of times. I unfriended somebody because of it today. I just couldn't do it. Some people, I just untagged myself and actually removed the post, and heck, that was it. So, yes, that was our spam alert of the week. Woo! So, yeah, okay, now here's something interesting I found on one of my people on Facebook. I'm in Houston. This actually happened in Houston. This is pretty interesting.
Ooh!
Houston's Art Car Parade. Do you know about that?
Oh, yeah. Is this the thing about the mayor being on a car?
Yeah, it's like all these weird, like all these people like basically took like their vehicles and made very artful looking pieces out of their cars or bicycles or themselves. It was just very interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, that was interesting. Like you had here's some people, man, they got some interesting cars. They had the DeLorean out there. They got one car covered a bunch of peace symbols. They got another car made like a spaceship. Man, now I was like, knew this mother familiar. This fucking is, that's why it looks familiar to me. They made their car like the Millennium Falcon. That's what they did. Ah, okay. This is the Millennium Falcon. They had the other one where these people had their motorcycles look like real animals. And it was being drugged by this truck that had, like this lizard looking truck. That was pretty thorough. Looking at that, these two really went in with these designs. You had a Hula Girl car, and they had the whole entire back of the trunk space decorated like a cabana, and they had the Hula Girls on it. It was very interesting. It's an interesting design. Someone turns it into a freaking dinosaur. Yeah, I mean, I go on and on and on about all the different designs. Y'all know how I am, an art person. I love art, and I see this, I just kind of go crazy. Someone turned their, oh, this is thorough here. Someone made a popcorn mobile.
What the hell?
Pretty thorough.
Yeah, so, yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy. I was interested. It was, Matt, they had a big festival out here this weekend, Main Street for, Festival. They do every year around this time. And I was just pisses me off because it's like every year it always rains during Main Street Festival. I haven't been in so many years, but I'll tell you what I will be at. Mayfest. We do this every year here in Fort Worth. Mayfest is a big festival they do every year for like a whole weekend. It's celebrating the start of May. That's when it kind of gets really hot and whatnot. And one of my favorite things is, because one year I volunteered at it to work at it, and they had me over the best stand ever. They had, you know, those confetti eggs that you throw at people?
Yeah.
Yes, they had me running that stand. So since I got to run the stand, I was able to get a bunch of free eggs. I was chunking the heck out of them mugs at people. I was running around the park, tearing people's head up. I was like, bam. So yeah, and they got some good food. Like, oh my god, like, here we go. You know how I feel about McDonald's. They had a McDonald's stand at it last year. Like, this is that serious to get McDonald's over here. Yeah, they doubt this too much. Come on, McDonald's, give it up. So yeah, they're doing too much, but it's pretty fun. Like, in one year they had the squirrel. He has like his own little jet ski. So the squirrel, he rides a little jet ski around the school. They had him doing that one year. That was pretty cool. I was like, the heck is going on? So this squirrel's on top of the jet ski, just going in. They got a little miniature jet ski for him, so that was pretty cool. Aww. A lot of great stuff happens. And it's been getting bigger and bigger, like the slides. I'm going to get the slides. And speaking of slides, they have coming up in June. They had this big thing called Slide the City. It's about 3,000 foot slide, water slide, excuse me. So yeah, let that marinate. A 3,000 foot water slide that goes through a huge part of the city. I'm like, I gotta get on it. Like that, I have to get on that. It's gonna be so freaking cool. Because it what's crazy is the water slide actually goes through a strip that I go drink at a lot. So shout out to that. I'm gonna go to the slide and get drunk. That sounds like fun. Got a slide open to 9 o'clock, so that's a win. All right, so let me see if you got Colin. I know that's Greg. What's
that's
up, Greg?
That's a Greg.
Is that you, Greg?
Maybe it's Mr. Gorgeous.
I don't know.
This is Mr. Gorgeous.
Ah, okay. Hi, Mr. Gorgeous. I was getting there. I was like, well, Greg, is Mr. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
What's
up?
Mr.
Gorgeous. What's going on, Sonny? I called in. Sonny, I love you, but I called to talk to the most beautiful thing in Texas. JoJo, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, listen, yesterday, Sonny, JoJo did our show, and she was so, so sweet. I'm going to have to come to Texas. I need you to go ahead and get it taken a little entourage for me, Sonny, get it lined up, because I'm coming to see you. I don't bring the entourage. I'm going to need you to prepare one for me.
I need to prepare the entourage as well. I can see what I can do since I am now back in the world of the single and mingling world again. I see what I can do.
Yeah, if you can get me one lined up, because I got to come and see my girl. I just want to thank her for coming on the Time to Shine show last night. She did a great job. She was exhausted. She got so much going on that she was exhausted when she came on the show, but she still did a wonderful job. And I want to thank you live on the radio, JoJo. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, we definitely want to have you back. But, you know, that's the radio show.
Y'all want her back? Oh, my God. I'm going to hop it over every day. Y'all going to have to come back.
That was personal.
I told you, because I'm awesome and everybody loves me, Sadie. You just don't want to believe it.
Absolutely.
Well, Mr. Greg doesn't love me. He's mad at me.
She had a little test yesterday on the radio, Sadie. Greg was asking all these questions about whether amp had to have a mister in it. So he asked her like 10 questions, and she got all but one right, Sadie. Didn't you, JoJo?
I got like four of them, three or four right. Mr. Gore just answered the rest of them for me.
Yeah, we was one unit on that, Sadie. And my JoJo was one unit on that. We had a ball there.
Yeah, the greatest friend you got. He said that you failed horribly, and he told you to stop lying, Chuck.
Mr. No, I did. Mr. Gordon answered pretty much all the questions, and he told Mr. Greg to leave me alone.
That's right.
Lord.
No, but we did. We had a wonderful time, and I heard you talking about some superheroes on the show tonight.
Yeah, man. I've been seeing that's a lot of. It's too much superhero stuff coming on at one time. Like, it's too much superhero news at one time, man. My brain can only handle so much to be able to just take it all in. Just too much.
But I do have a question, though. In your opinion, the one superhero that would defeat all the rest would be who?
Oh, okay, hold on. See, when you ask this question, I'm going to have some rules to this. Okay, you said the one superhero that would be any superhero, right?
Yeah, the number one, the one that would remain standing at the end.
All right, let's see. Is it going to be any superhero from any universe, right? It doesn't have to be specifically Marvel or anything.
The one that would be standing at the end.
One and two is gonna be kind of rough. It's gonna be between one and two people, Goku or Wolverine. You can't stop Wolverine, man. Like Wolverine can keep healing. It's pretty hard. You gotta do a whole lot. You gotta do a whole lot to kill Wolverine.
Yeah, you do.
The only time they did is when they took his powers away from him in the Wolverine, and he almost died. I go to the movie where he almost died because then people are going to sit there and say I spoiled it. So it's an excellent movie. I'll leave it at that.
So you're giving the answer to Wolverine?
Yes, Wolverine is the answer.
Okay, so I guess JoJo.
Yes.
You know what our answer is?
What is our answer?
Mr. Gorgeous will be the one remaining.
Oh my God! Greg said
yeah.
I was ready into something, and you were not lying. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm your superhero. Favorite superhero.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, we got the celebration ready to go. People start acting the fool.
Great show tonight,
you
guys.
Enjoy talking to y'all.
JoJo, I would definitely talk to you again soon. Miss you already. Good night, guys.
Good night, bro. He's too much. Oh my God. He said he is the superhero that remains. I'm done with this man. He really had me into this. I don't be happy answering those questions. Y'all want me to answer? Wait, what a button again? I'm going to press the button again. I'm going to press the button one more good time. It's a good measure. For real.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Took my time out, man. Took my time to answer a stupid question. So yes. Anyways, man. Yes, as we have about 7 minutes left. JoJo.
Yes,
my
sir?
Question is, at the end of this week, are we going to be playing against y'all in the playoffs?
I don't know.
I need to figure it out because I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to be talking a lot of trash to you for the next week.
I don't know. That's
waiting
until the end of the week.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, man. Like, I'm excited. Excited to see the Mavs do something. I plan, like, what I plan on doing is, you know, me and my dad were looking into it. It was possible wherever the Mavs are going to have to play against. Not necessarily mean we're going to go to the game, but go to the city, wherever the city that they're going to be playing in. One of those times we're going to go to the city, like we are on the weekends or whatnot. So it could possibly Memphis. It could possibly Memphis. It could possibly be Houston. It could possibly be San Antonio. The world would have to just find out, won't they? We'll see.
We're all
going
to find out.
Yes, in Houston. So the Astros embarrassed the Rangers this weekend, and I mean embarrassed them. Houston Astros. Oh, man, you know what? Y'all wrong, man. The city of Houston. So y'all going to let the Astrodome just go out like that?
I have nothing to do with that.
Like, that's a 50. It had its 50th anniversary, and that really don't mean anything because y'all not going to pay for the renovations to fix it. So that means it's getting ready to come down. Y'all suck, man. Y'all suck, okay? No one cares that y'all have Reliance. We don't care. But where are the Rockets
Reliance
playing?
The Toyota Center.
Okay,
they
it's
used
like
the Summit, but the Summit's Lakewood Church now because they made the Toyota Center. So Rockets play at Toyota Center.
Okay, I'm about to say, because it's like a few blocks away from the Reliant, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Okay, yeah, because
no,
I was like, first place.
Reliant is off of 610, if I'm not mistaken. Minute Maid Park.
Yeah, kind of
downtown.
By the mall or whatever. I remember seeing it.
No, it's not by the mall. Reliant's not by the mall. It's by Chacho's and some other fine dining establishments with lovely liquor.
Oh, Chacho's. Oh, I've been there for breakfast. That on the breakfast they have late night breakfast. Yeah, see, people be real. I go to Houston, man. Y'all don't get twisted. I go to Houston, man. I used to go every like a few times a year. Like, you know, homeboy would go there. I might have to hit him up. We might have to make that move because, especially I am back in the world. Greg, you know that's the worst
that's
thing in the world to have. That's the worst thing that can happen to me. So, yes, I'm like crazy. Oh, my Game of Thrones is so freaking. I should have tuned into the show yesterday because Game of Thrones was so freaking slow yesterday. They give us some stuff, but I'm like, the season premiere, y'all make it so freaking slow. I don't know what to do about this. And all of you who love Empire, HBO has a new show coming out called Ballers. I am going to be tuned into that show. Yes. That show, like, what? The Rock is on a TV series? I guess it's going to be crazy. And I can usually trust HBO their TV series. I haven't really been stared straight with them on TV series, except for I don't really watch Girls. I've seen a few episodes, ha ha ha, but nah. There's some episodes, some shows in there, they don't really move me. But that's very few shows in there. Pretty much most of the time, I can watch them all. And they got some good documentaries. That Scientology documentary, you want to be creeped the hell out, go watch Scientology documentary, and you're going to be like, man, these people are freaking crazy. You're going to look at Tom Cruise a different way, everything. I'm like, I don't even want to go watch Mission Impossible. I'm like, do I want to help support this habit? No, I don't think I want to. Like you always say, separate the man from the actor, but how then the man separate? Not, but helping the actor is going to keep helping that man do that crazy stuff.
So I don't know.
There's a mystery with that one.
JoJo, let everybody know how they can find you.
Or Salty
Instagram,
as you say.
Instagram Southwest JoJo.
Y'all go look at JoJo's new pictures on Instagram, son.
Oh, yeah, what's up? Man, I went to a car show yesterday, the Certified Networkers car show. Shout out to G-Man for my shirt. Shout out to
Razzie,
the OG, for my towel. Shout out to
everybody. I'm banning JoJo for Instagram for a week, man. JoJo been doing the most on Instagram, man. JoJo, you got a lot on Instagram for next week.
Huh?
She got the crossing sitting. So you get the crossing sitting, leaving that set. I got to go to Instagram and see what I'm talking about. Y'all know y'all can find me.
That's all I'm going to have to. Watch my sit down right
Dusk.
Now.
CEDDYJDUSK. And if that's how you find me on Instagram. Guess what? That's how you're going to find me on Twitter. That's how you're going to find me. Live places. I type in CJ Dusk. Not hard. Come find me. I'm making it easy on you. Take advantage of it. Okay? Bam. All right, y'all. So we getting ready to roll out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and my girl, JoJo. We out. Peace.